right.
Half of you are listening, so good to have each of you here this morning on this beautiful day. All right. Well, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer, and we'll jump right in here today. Lord, thank you for each lady that has made the effort to be here, and I pray you'll bless their time here. Thank you for your word, that it's just limitless in what it gives to us. It meets every need, and I pray that you will give just illumination and strength today as we go through these important principles. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're in the section right now on stability. And we're going to cover a subject that's seemingly simple, but I'm telling you, well, there's a lot of misconception about it. And I'm excited about going over this material. But before I get to that key aspect of it, let's just go through the background as given here. If you'll turn with me to James chapter 1, this section is taking the wonderful admonition right from the very beginning of this epistle about responding to trials properly. The early believers were going through a lot. And so we read in verse 2 of chapter 1 of James, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting or lacking nothing." We're looking at the matter, as we did last week, that the testing of your faith is going to produce patience. And patience, as you know, isn't our English concept fully. It's the idea of enduring faith. And that's going to be really the heart of what we're going to talk about, because I think this will really help you through some of the reactions that we inevitably have when we have the hard things that come in our life. Now, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the fact we have to reckon the fact that God knows what He's doing. Everything He's doing is for our good, and we need to reckon it to be so and count it all joy. All joy. And as I talked to you about that, you need to take a step back and have that spiritual deep breath and then say, I'm going to count this joy. And I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will help you. It's a wonderful thing. I've seen that happen over and over. And doesn't mean that the trial goes away. Doesn't mean that you may not be having a hard time with it. But in your spirit, you're okay. And then we talked about stability last week, and we'll continue on with that. Now, at the beginning of this chapter, there's several different illustrations talking about the fact that this word trying means to test, to see if something is reliable, to see if it is what it said it is, that it can be trusted. You know, there is equipment that we have, there's just some things, especially life-giving equipment, and we want that equipment to be tested, do we not? We want to make sure it's operating properly, that under pressure everything works. You expect a vehicle that you buy to be roadworthy and is safe, and all kind of testing programs go on that we count on happening. We hope they happen. You don't know, but that's what you trust will happen. And you could look at that. Even clothing goes through some testing to make sure it doesn't just shrivel up and not be, you know, worthwhile after one washing or something. I mean, you have different methods of testing something to make sure it's genuine, that it's going to be exactly what it said it was going to be. And so we find here something's getting tested. What's getting tested? Our faith. Our faith. There is the key aspect we're going to look at today. That God is testing our faith. And so this whole matter of enduring faith is that God wants to develop in us an enduring spiritual ability to stand up under pressure. Now, all of us have been greatly blessed by people who have been tested and have stayed true, and through experience, you can tell when the next trial comes or when you go through a trial and they're helping you, they believe that God's going to work. They have been stable. And that is such an encouragement. Someone that has been through a similar trial, or just someone who is able to not go into unbelief, despair, wrong reactions, bitterness, those kinds of things are where we normally go when things we don't like happen. Disillusionment. Those are the natural human responses, and every one of us have faced that. But when you are tested over and over, God is endeavoring to get you to where your faith is stable and you can be a stability to other people, testifying of the fact and knowing it to be true that God is able to be trusted and He will work. Now you think about the honesty of the Word of God. Can anybody think of a couple of leaders that were unstable? What's that? No, current. I won't go there. I just will not go there. That's King Saul was unstable. Yeah, he was unstable. He was very emotionally driven, and he was not a man that looked to God. Someone else? In the Judges? Samson. Absolutely. Very unstable. Very much feelings oriented. And of course, he was a man that believed God, but he didn't believe Him all the time. And of course, tragic things happen. Someone in the New Testament?
Peter.
Yeah, in his early years. He had faith. None of us have walked on water. But he did fall under pressure. And, he betrayed the Lord there. Denied Him, I should say. Judas betrayed Him. But, of course, God was able to establish in him by his walking humbly before the Lord, he became a man of enduring faith. That's the encouraging thing. There in the New Testament, you see the transformation of a man like Peter. You look at Saul, you look at Samson or others, and you go, ugh, that's a whole lifetime of tragedy. But in the New Testament, you have another one that was unstable initially and ended up being profitable. John Mark, yeah, use the word profitable, you got it. John Mark, who left the team in Asia Minor, that first round, Barnabas and Paul, and they had that contention because Paul didn't want to take him back out again, but Barnabas continued to work with him. God used it, and then the Lord lets us know, through Paul, bring Mark, for he is profitable unto me. And again, that encouragement that we can all become more and more stable. But that instability, but it all gets down to faith. Keep that in mind. This is a matter of faith. Now, we love to read biographies of people that stood strong. Stood through the pressures. The author talks about a book, and I've not read it, The Persecutors. I don't know if any of you read it. It was a group of Christians in Russia. I've read many of the stories about the Russian prisoners, but it was a group that were just tormented over and over and tested and persecuted, and none of them collapsed. None of them gave up. And because of their testimony, a good number of those that were assigned to torment them got saved, because the only way you could actually explain the just the tremendous calmness and their positive attitude and all was the fact there was something bigger than just a cause. They had a God. And she says, as you face each day, it's important to know your faith and trust in God are genuine. You want genuine faith. True faith will carry you through every difficulty that you have. Now, let me say this. You've got to believe that God, through your trials, is not trying to ruin you. He is not trying to destroy you. He will never try you above that which you are able. So every time you go through a trial, and this is very important because honestly, we all think this one's too much, right? Some are real backbreakers, so to speak. But the trials are designed by God to strengthen our faith, and that it is important for us to realize that God's not wanting to hurt us. He never is going to destroy us. He is not going to crush us. He is going to show us how great He is and to give us a firmness in our soul about being able to fully trust Him in our lives. Okay, now let's get down to the heart of what I want to talk about. This is the trying of our faith, which will produce enduring faith. What's faith? Okay, trust. That's a synonym of it, and the definition. Another word would be dependence. It is to put your full trust in what? Now, obviously, the answer first comes to mind, God, yes, but God as defined by what? The Word of God, right. This is where a lot of people make a mistake, is that, well, I'm going to believe God. Well, that's good, but what are you believing about God? Faith, and I quote it all the time, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that's not the word logos, not speaking of the entire revelation. That is the word rhema, speaking of a specific truth in God's Word. A good example of that would be 1 Corinthians chapter 15. There's a rhema, how to be saved. You have to believe that Jesus died for your sins according to the scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again on the third day. That is what you believe to be saved. Now, did your faith in the gospel make any difference? That's why you're here today. You're different ladies. God's turned the trajectory of your life both eternally and now, because of simply depending upon the truth of the gospel. So when we talk about, and this is so important, when we talk about having faith, when we talk about faith being strengthened, or we talk about enduring faith, it isn't a feeling, it's not this great confidence, it is taking the specific truths of God's Word and trusting them. Trusting them, depending upon God for the power to live them out, but you're obeying them. You're stepping out in life. In other words, you could know the gospel, but can you know the gospel and not be saved? Yeah, you can know the gospel and not be saved. You got to depend on it. You got to take the action step. You've got to call upon God to save you. And it's like that in every area. So faith is an action step. The word walk is a very good picture of faith steps. You move forward by trusting in a specific truth of God's Word. You believe it and you depend upon it by living that in opposition to your own thinking, and then God empowers you to do whatever it is that God's Word says. Parents, for instance, got to make the choice. Am I going to believe the humanistic philosophy of our day, or am I going to believe what God says about discipline, what God says about priorities? You got to make distinct choices, and it'll make all the difference how the children do if we're going to believe God. So just one example in our lives. So it's very important that we get a hold of that. And so when it says that the trying of our faith, it is the proving of our dependence upon the truth. So can you be tried in different facets of faith? Yeah. Faith is all the same, and faith is just dependence, it's just trust, but it's what are you trusting in? There has to be an object of faith. For some of you, you have been tried, and let's say, for instance, let's just use tithing, giving. You know, that was a big trial when you first started giving. Remember that? You took that step of faith, but now you've walked with God so much and given, and God, whatever God has said, you've sacrificed, and God has just proven Himself. You've gone through some trials, but you've learned that God is there. And I mean, that's just rock solid in you. I mean, that's not negotiable. That's just in you because you know that that's the Lord's. You can trust Him. And even when you have financial trials, you aren't even thinking of the option of not doing what God has called you to do. Right? That's just there. But there's other areas that you are learning and growing in. And it's going to take a while for that to be deep within your soul. And God wants it to be. You see, a mature Christian, we can have God's power and walk with God and be totally right with God at any point. We can be filled with the Spirit. But maturity is when the steps of faith become internalized and it is deep within our soul. The Bible calls it experience, which leads then to confident expectation. The word hope, and again, that mixes you up a little bit in the English. It's the idea that these things have become extremely real to you because you've been tested and tested and tested, and you know God's word is absolutely true. It is just settled within you. That's a mature Christian. Doesn't mean you're a great Christian and you got this wonderful emotion of faith. No, no. In fact, some of the most confident Christians will tell you they still go through, Lord, help me. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. But as you deal with yourself, you know this to be so. Okay. Now, so really, when you're dealing with trials, what is being tested? Whether or not you're depending on God. Whether or not you're believing that this truth is true. Think of one of the first tests that Satan tries to hit people with, assurance of their salvation. And you remember when you turned the corner on that and you knew what the Bible said and that was settled and it was done. And it's wonderful. And that Satan can't get you on that anymore. You know, boy, if he can get somebody to have trouble with assurance of salvation, that's all they're going to think about every time somebody preaches. And because that's sad, because there's a lot more that God wants to teach you through messages other than just assurance, so that's a very important thing. And so God is wanting us to go from faith to faith. He's wanting us to get deep within our hearts a genuine dependence upon the different rhemas, the different specific truths of God's word. And so it's testing us whether or not we really believe that God will meet our need. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord Jesus said that we can pray in the model prayer for our daily bread. And you know, Satan wants you to doubt that God will take care of you. But it's wonderful after you get tested some to know, no, my God takes care of me. Our problem is we're not satisfied with daily bread. We'd like the daily steak. We'd like the daily feast. We'd like a whole lot more than that. But these are different things that are tested. Parents in child rearing, those of you that believe the Bible teaches in disciplining your child, have you ever been tested in that? Have you ever had a day in which you have really followed through and done what you think, and by the end of the day you're thinking, I have an incorrigible heathen here. I'm not sure this is going to work. Maybe I better look for something else. I mean, that's the trying of your faith. Children, by the way, are built-in trials. Okay, the Lord doesn't even have to look for trials in that area. He's got them built-in because they have your nature. I mean, it has Adam and Eve's nature, okay, our nature. But that's a testing of our faith, but you got to get it rock solid. What? Love, priority, communication, discipline. Those are all things. Got to do it, and God will bless. And by the way, God always will bless. It always works. It's a promise of God. But your faith's going to be tested, okay? And there's so many things, and then you have things happen to you that just really do upset the apple cart of your life, and how can that be good? But God is, what He's doing is He is wanting you to be dependent on Him and broken and not living for other things and knowing and getting your motives really set. You know, we think we're fully surrendered But we're not really surrendered. You know, we have to get down to the fact that God sometimes has to get us to a place where we must fully yield to His will being done. And rock-like character in this matter of faith. Now, here's what I want you to get. Don't get thrown when you're tested and your emotions go wild. Okay? Everybody hear me? Okay. Now, you know, a lady can come out of this saying, all right, I am not mature until I just, when a trial comes, I'm stoic and I'm stable. No. Okay. That's not what we're talking about. We are real people. David, in his latter years, did he cry out to God? You go through, I'm so glad for the honesty of the Word of God. No, stability is when you do not question your God when the trial comes. And you get to the Word of God and you depend upon it and you access God's grace. He helps you manage your emotions. He gives you wisdom on what He's doing. You are able to continue to communicate and fellowship with Him even through tears. That's still stability. It's not falling apart. Where's God? God's not good to me. God forgot about me. Why does He treat me like this and He doesn't treat other people like that? Now that is not stability. You following me? Let's just take a really tough one. Stability is not having this always stoic, deep, unmovable kind of attitude when a trial comes. No, it is having faith in God's Word. It is enduring faith, believing that God's Word is true and that God is working a good work and you're trusting Him and you're at rest. But you can have tears, you can cry out. It is not questioning God, having unbelief, getting just doubting what God is doing in your life, feeling like He's missed you and like somehow other people get treated better than you do. That's unbelief, you see. That's not enduring faith. So when you do have a trial, folks, you are human. But you got to get right back on faith. You know how sometimes your mind just gets going? You got to stop and say, no, this is not right. I'm not passing the test right now. It's not that I have tears. That's not the issue. It's not that I'm grieving. I mean, let's say you lose a loved one. Some of you have a child. If you don't grieve, something's wrong with you, right? That grieving process is given of God. But for you to rise up and say, I know God knows what He's doing. I can trust Him. God is working all this for good. I am really hurting, but I believe my God, and you stay steady and don't fall into those other patterns. That's stability. Haven't you seen people that have lost loved ones and you're just amazed? It's not that they're just escaping. They just are really, they're honest about how hard it is, but yet there is that joy of the Lord that they can trust their God and that God is meeting the deep need of their soul. God does all things right. Will not the God of the whole earth do right? Absolutely He will. And your faith in the Word of God is even getting strengthened because you have spiritual power in your spirit that overcomes what would normally be the doubting and the frustration or the anger with God or whatever it could be that is the normal reactions when we have problems, okay? So enduring faith isn't this great feeling. Enduring faith is not the lack of emotion. Enduring faith is just what it says. Enduring faith. I believe my God. That's why I say so often to you, learn how to take those spiritual deep breaths. Step back and say, nope, my mind's not where it should be right now. I just had a pity party. Wrong. That's unbelief. I just got to, I'm reacting. Wrong. That's unbelief. This is hard. The Lord knows it's hard. Tell him it's hard. Nothing wrong with that. But I believe you, God. And I choose to rest in you. I choose to trust your word and get on the ground of specific truth and then have that stability in your soul. I told you this is something that's very important. It's basic, but isn't it an issue? Don't we have misconceptions? And then we get disappointed with ourselves and we get upset. Well, that first reaction is just human, but immediately get on the ground of faith. And again, that doesn't mean you don't have emotions, but those emotions will come in order as you trust God and don't cave into the emotions when it's self. And by the way, every trial is an exposure of self. It's amazing. We think we're dedicated to God, but then when something goes that we don't like, we get upset about it. And then we realize, I don't have that deepest of motives, that Lord, whatever you want is fine because you know what's best. And I'm willing to go through whatever. I don't have to have good health. I've got to have you. I don't have to have everything working out, but I've got to have you. And that's where it goes deep, deep, deep into our souls. So I hope you're getting this. I want you to discuss this because this is something that is very important. Don't, when we talk about enduring faith, don't equate it with, and stability, with stoic reactions, with unmovable. No, we're talking about real people, but you believe God. You believe God. And you can talk to God about it. He wants you to talk to him about it. But trust him. What's the opposite of faith? Unbelief. Doubting. See, so that's what you have to see. The moment you start questioning, that's what ought to scare you. Not the trial. Because what's going to happen is God will always deliver you. He'll bring you through it, and it'll be just the perfect way, and you'll come out even stronger because you know you can trust God when things go ways that you really didn't want them to go, and you'll have an even deeper rest in him. But It may not be easy, but the thing you've got to look at is you can't doubt. You cannot doubt. So I hope that is helpful. Let me just, I got just a minute here. It's interesting. She talks about some of the hidden people that are examples. Noah's wife. Can you imagine being one of the eight survivors and having to get on that ark and all of those things? That's really interesting. Not much is said about her. Rebecca, leaving her family by faith and going to be with Isaac. Ruth, very interesting study, the widow of Zarephath. Esther, Elizabeth, who didn't have a child, and yet she walked with God. In those days, if you didn't have a child, that was a big, big deal. And yet she found joy in the Lord, and then God gave her the desire of her heart. And these are those quiet, faithful, stable women that God honors. And so remember, God is wanting to strengthen your faith, and he cannot do it without trials. Now, again, I want to say, do not worry about trials. Life is filled with them. Okay? There's one that's built in, age. Okay, so don't worry, you've got them coming. there are trials built in called children. There are trials built in called husbands. That's true, you can laugh about it, it's true. We're at the mercy of our government. We're at the mercy of the world politics. We're at the mercy of the economy. You name it. If we lived in fear, we'd be a mess. But we can be. But God's going to take everything, and he's going to strengthen your faith. Stability is what? Knowing that God's going to deliver, and that you believe his word, and you stay joyful. Count it all joy. You have peace in your heart, even if you're crying. You have a deep sense of that God's word is true, and you're standing on it, even if you don't see any fulfillment of it for a while. That's waiting on God. But if that's what God said, that settles it. Stay on it, and you'll be amazed what the Spirit of God will do in your heart to give you peace and stability. And so a woman who's driven by her emotions and her desires is a very unstable woman. But a woman who is strengthened in her faith and unmoved in that, even through all of what she has to go through, and doesn't allow herself to doubt or get into unbelief, that's the stable woman that God is wanting to produce. And isn't that what we all want to be? To be able, when the next thing comes down the pike, to say, it's going to be interesting to see what God's going to do. That was always my dad's famous words. Well, I'm going to see what God's going to do now. This is great. And it's always true. It's always true. And it's not easy, humanly. But I'm telling you, we serve the one who's on the throne of the universe right now. Think he's got things under control? He loves you. He's specifically working in your life. He's taking everything that's going on, and he's wanting to shape you into a woman that is stable. Enduring faith, believing him, so he can give you insight, give you power, give you an opportunity to have an influence. So, all right. So simple but difficult, okay? Enduring faith is the key here. Don't doubt. It's not that you don't have emotions. Doesn't mean that you don't have tears. Doesn't mean that you don't go through things. But it does mean that you don't doubt. And you believe God, and you keep on believing it. By the way, I didn't throw it in. Belief equals obedience. Dependent obedience, you keep obeying. You keep doing right. You just keep right on. That's stability. All right, a little bit to talk about there, isn't there? So I trust that you will encourage each other's faith. No doubting at the tables. Okay. It's all right to know, say you're going through it, but you believe God. So let's don't engender unbelief. Let's strengthen faith. Amen? So let's let God work.